The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Yes, it does. Settles right in your soul. Good morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, and you?
So far, so good.
Good, good.
It is Sunday.
It is Sunday.
Hopefully no one can hurt us.
That's right. No, they can't.
We are broadcasting live from KCNR Studios in downtown Reading. This is Jefferson State of Mind.
Mine.
M-I-N-E. We're broadcasting at 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, and 1460 AM. We are your talk radio. We're also streaming live at KCNR1460.com. That's KCNR1460.com. And we archive forever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever. Amen.
If you have a question or a comment, you can call 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are here with our producer, David. But we'll just call you Dave.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Did your mom or dad call you David when you were in trouble when you were little?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a pause there. You know?
It's like you got to own it. We all did.
That's great. I have a couple of announcements here. First of all, there is a rally at the new courthouse. It's by the Shasta Election Task Force, and it's a rally about Tina Peters, and it says free the hostages, but I think it's more about the selection code process, but we'll see what that's about. That'll be at 12 p.m. tomorrow in front of the new courthouse at 1515 Court Street in Redding, California. Also, I want to bring your attention to a fundraiser for Mountaintop Media. You know, a lot of people just don't really get the real news in Mountaintop Media. Locally owned and a media podcast that has been just growing leaps and bounds. We're having a fundraiser dinner. It will be at the Anderson VFW at 3210 West Center Street. Doors open at 4 o'clock, dinner's at 6, and this will be on February the 15th, so it could be a Valentine's Day thing for you and your bride or girlfriend, or hopefully we keep it right there.
Well, your husband, if it's the other way, yeah. Yeah.
There's the tables will be $300, and with those tables, you get a chance for an entry into an exclusive drawing, which is neat. If you want just tickets, it's $40. There'll be dinner and dessert, and there will be libation, but you have to pay for your libation. Anyway, those are the two announcements I have, and we already have people on the line. So, Jimmy, how are you, sir? What say you?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Oh, a whole lot. We're rolling here.
Hey, I'm going to cue the sarcasm here, and I'm going to let you guys know. I want you to be the first to know that I'm moving to San Francisco. Yeah. I just found out they got a program there that serves 55 people, and you can go down there and say, hey, I'm an alcoholic, and you'll get a free bed, 3 meals a day, and free booze.
Free booze?
I am not kidding you.
Oh, my gosh.
It only costs $5 million a year, which breaks down to a measly $90,900 per person a year.
Oh.
I mean, what a deal, huh?
It's a great deal, buddy. Can you have visitors?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you know, it brings the fentanyl in for the weekend and all that, you know.
So. That's too funny.
Man,
too
can
funny.
You believe?
Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
I can't believe it, right?
Oh, buddy.
Anyways, guys, I just wanted to let you know that this is what's going on in our great state.
Hey, call in any time, Jimmy. We love hearing from you, buddy.
So another successful taxpayer-funded
Yep,
program.
Another successful taxpayer-funded program. And we also have Laura on the line. Laura, what say you, my dear?
Oh, good morning,
good
everybody.
Morning, good morning. Good morning.
I wanted to invite folks to the Free the Hostage rally. That's about the J6 prisoners and all political prisoners, including Tina Peters. And if you guys missed it, I encourage you to listen to Kelly Frost's second hour that was recorded last week. He interviewed Jake Lane, which is one of the J6 prisoners who has been in prison for 4 years and has not yet been charged with a crime.
Oh my gosh.
And these folks that are in prison right now are basically they're political prisoners.
They are.
And it all stemmed from a stolen election. So that's the common thread. It's a J6 rally. It's going to be Monday, January the 6th. 12 p.m. at the courthouse.
Well, I'm glad you explained that because, you know, there's a lot of a lot of people weren't really sure whether that was about, you know, we have bad elections, they've been cheating, all that stuff, or it's about what we need to do as far as the corruption in our country, how the FBI
all
and
the above, the stolen elections have consequences.
Yeah, all the above. Okay, that's great to hear. Now, I did talk to Kelly Frost this morning. And hopefully he'll be speaking at the event. It depends on how his wife's doing. We all have our prayers and, you know, all our love goes out to that family. Kelly's a great guy. His wife's a sweetheart.
Yes.
And so that'll be good. And we're going to have some speakers there at this rally. And that's good to hear because I really think we need to bring – and, it, you know, the thing is that, you know, really and truly, I mean, this is sort of the elephant in the room. But, it's a struggle to become free. But then keeping your freedom's also a struggle. There's a battle in both these venues, and a lot of people think, oh, gosh, you know, we've got our freedom, we're done. No, you're not done. And I think that a rally like this will bring to light a lot of that stuff. I also believe that when it comes to something to where we're out there and we're sharing things, we have to look at the local corruption that we have. But if we have to rely on an election every 2 years to keep our liberty, then we will never keep it. If we have to rely on an election every 2 to 4 years, and that's what we have to rely on to keep our liberty, we'll never keep it. And that's what we need to talk about tomorrow, is how we really are we the people and how we can control that whole environment county by county.
Right. And awesome. And I want to remind speakers, I want to remind your audience as well that Terry Raposa is one of our speakers. So I look forward to hearing more of what you have to say tomorrow. Or, yeah, tomorrow, right, January the 6th.
And Wynn's kind of sleeping over here. He listens to my stuff all the time, huh, buddy?
There you go.
And Wynn, I've also asked Wynn to speak, and I think that he's going to be amazing. We need to understand the forensic audit situation. That's something I think, Laura, I know that you're for that, but something we really need to push toward also. We have to get a forensic audit of each one of these departments. There's so much corruption in that. And, again, you're correct. I mean, the election situation it's horrible. But, again, we are based upon the right of the people. We have to start taking that right. And Laura, I want to thank you. You've been great as far as in the public. You put everything on the line. You know, I wish that we had more men in the nation. I'm not saying here in this county. We've got a lot of great guys here. But in this nation, and especially in this state, they would step forward like a lot of our women have.
Well, thank you, Terry. I don't need the acknowledgement, but I thank you. I think it's going to take all of us patriots stepping up, doing whatever we can within our abilities, and like you said, you know, saving the, it's not just at election time, it's what we can do locally. We can take our sovereignty back, and the time is now to do that.
There you go.
So, yeah, anyway, Laura, thank you so much for everything. Thanks for that clarification. Excited about tomorrow, and Happy New Year, my dear.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Linda Kent just walked in. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
That's for you, honey. You have to open it up.
Okay, thank you.
And then you can come back in once you've opened it. So we are we're looking forward to this new year, and I'm pretty excited about the fact that we're going to be standing up right away. We really have to start encouraging other counties to start joining us. We have a Second Amendment case. Kelly on his show yesterday talked about the Second Amendment and had somebody on from the Gun Owners of America, and they were talking about the Second Amendment, some of the cases that were pending right now. Mark Barrett has arguably the most important case in the United States that could send a ripple effect for constitutional carry all across the United States.
Are they supporting Mark's case?
Well, you know, a lot of people, that's the thing. I mean, there's so many different cases. And understand that, like, the California Rifle and Pistol Association, they take on cases. They have cases that they're doing. But they're doing the cases that really benefit them. I mean, in other words, they take on a case. There's money to be made by the law firm.
Because they have membership who pay. And then that's where
the money comes from,
so they can do that. Why don't they support the cases where you have a citizen who is fighting like hell to help the rest of the frickin' country, let alone just California, but the rest of the country? Why don't they help that guy?
You know, we can say effing on the radio. Isn't that right, Dave? Dave?
Yeah.
Yes. Because here's the deal.
I'm sorry. I'm so frustrated with that.
Me too.
Sorry,
because
I was taking a call for you.
It's a bunch of sissies running these organizations that, you know, they, I don't know, it just bothers me. They're not down home, down to grassroots. They're not grassroots. They're not actually in the fight like the rest of us.
If Mark gets,
they earn a paycheck from it.
That's right. You're right, my friend. If Mark gets what he wants in this case, to get what we all want in this case,
yeah,
why do we need the California Rifle and Pistol Association?
Exactly.
That's the whole point here.
Exactly.
Mark Baird, what say you, sir?
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Good, and you?
Pissed off. How about you?
Every day is a new adventure.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I believe you were talking about some of the gun groups, and I don't, what did Gun Owners of America have to say this morning again?
It was yesterday, and they talked about, you know, how the Bruin case makes it to where everything is, it's a shall carry, you know, situation. Everybody has to issue across the United States CCWs. You know, tell out to the sheriff in Santa Clara County, he won't do it. You know, I'm just tired.
Okay.
And I'm tired of people talking about something in a generality across the United States when each state has the jurisdiction. And in our state, it's just so corrupt, they just don't even follow the law. What the hell? They don't even follow the law.
The Bruin case was interesting. It did a lot for the Second Amendment. It didn't do everything, but it did do a lot. And the problem with the Bruin case is it was a permit case. In other words, it was some guys from New York, and this, oddly enough, wasn't how the case started, but somehow it was reworded into a shall issue, may issue type permit situation, where really it was an open carry case when it started. And I don't think the appellate court had the stomach for it. I wonder whether the Supreme Court has the stomach for it. But no one is saying is the outcome of the Bruin case really was further reaching than even the litigants want to admit, because what the Bruin case said was, if it wasn't the law in 1791, it isn't the law now. And that goes so much further. Now, what Bruin did also say is the Supreme Court, does not have any particular axe to grind or any issue with states who have shall issue permit schemes that are not unconstitutional. In other words, if you walk into a police station in a supposedly shall issue state and you fill out the paperwork and they run their NICS check on you or whatever they do, and then they give you your permit right then and there and you pay your $50 and you leave with it, the Supreme Court said they don't have any particular problem with that. However, if the issue scheme is too onerous or difficult or expensive or inordinately time-consuming or in some other way infringes upon the Second Amendment, then those jurisdictions would have the ability to sue to overturn their permit scheme.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Just for clarity, okay? The bottom line is California doesn't follow the law anyway. And you mentioned something, and I want you to bring this up to the folks, about the, there is some sort of a condition where you can get a CCW permit. Wasn't it something to do if you're the sheriff and you feel that the citizen is in good standing? Can you explain that? That's something California's trying to shove through. What is that?
Well, that's a way to make a shall issue permit a may issue permit.
Yes.
And there are other ways that you can make it a may issue permit. Let's say like Los Angeles County where they raise the fees to where permits cost $2,000 and you got to renew them every 2 years. So it's costing you $100 a month just essentially, divide 1,000 by 12, whatever that is. It's costing you that much a month just to maintain your concealed carry permit. Well, what economic strata is excluded from that equation? In other words, if you can't afford the grand a year to maintain a CCW, then effectively your Second Amendment right has been removed from you. And that's the whole, you know, really the point of my lawsuit is, are two provisions of California Penal Code constitutional or aren't they? And according to the Second Amendment, we have the right, the pre-governmental, God-given, inalienable right to carry, to own, to have, to hold, to keep, and to bear, wear, bear, carry in your pocket, in your clothing, or on your person, any instrument capable of offensive or defensive use in the event of conflict with another person. So do we have the right to do that or don't we? That's my lawsuit. I'm not asking about a permit. I don't care about a permit. I don't want a permit. If you want a permit, you're completely free to beg the government for one. In Santa Clara County, all you had to do was bribe the sheriff.
Right.
In Los Angeles County, all you had to do was bribe the sheriff, and he might give you a permit, even in the paperwork in our case. Even since Bruin has been out, and that's been almost 2 years now, even since the issuance of the Bruin opinion, the California State Attorney General's office has never reconciled their court papers with Bruin. They still say Mr. Baird might be able to get a permit. California could issue him a permit. There's no shall issue language in California at all, not even in their court filings. So to me, if you live in a place where there's any doubt, except for federal precursors, which would be, I think it's 8922A through about G, where if you beat your wife or you murdered somebody, you can't have a gun. And those arguably, according to the United States Supreme Court, are constitutional. I think some of that's arguable, probably not a lot of it, but some of those 922 cases are already falling by the wayside. In other words, if you are a felon but it wasn't a violent felony, or there were certain classifications of crimes that you committed that basically had no victim, drug use or marijuana use or whatever, then that did not disturb your Second Amendment right. So you had to be a violent criminal or show intent, and those laws were present in 1791. You couldn't ride about with the intent of harming someone armed. You could not leave your home armed with the intent to commit a violent crime. Those laws were present in 1791. The framers understood them. All the people understood them. In other words, it boils down to what is your intent when you carry the firearm. And our case clearly states that we have the absolute pre-governmental, inalienable, God-given right to own and carry a firearm anywhere in the state of California that isn't otherwise unlawful. We haven't challenged any of those laws. I couldn't afford it. Unless you have the intent to harm someone. And there are already laws against that. So if you're an ordinary peaceful citizen and your intent is the peaceful purpose of defending yourself, your family, your community, your state, or your nation from harm, then you have the absolute right to openly carry a firearm, and in my opinion, carry it any way you want to. Because in 1791, there were no rules about concealed carry, open carry. Those things didn't exist. So you have that right. And the state of California has disallowed that right. They've taken it from you under threat of arrest and detention in prison.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. It's a right. I mean, I am. Have the gun owners of America reached out to you? When I heard him on the radio, when Kelly had him on yesterday, he seemed to be, he was really lumping in a lot of stuff together. He did, of course, talk about California and how California is insane when it comes to gun laws. But, you know, I would submit to you that the CRPA should be supporting you, the OSHA should be supporting you, but you know what? If we had our gun rights back, we wouldn't need them.
Well, yeah, actually, we would need them. We'd probably need them more than we need them now.
How is that?
Because, well, because to have a right is one thing, but to hang on to it, obviously, is another. I mean, in California, we have the right up until 1968. We had the right for hundreds and hundreds of years. And the state deprived us of the right so that black people couldn't have guns.
Well, the thing is that I don't think organizations help that, because an organization's going to have, as they do with the CRPA, they're going to have an agenda of their own. They have to stay living. They have to have salaries. They have to have people, lawyers that are getting paid. If in fact we had our Second Amendment right, which we do have, we as the people, I think, have to come forward with that. I don't think we need to keep a bunch of organizations to make sure we keep our freedom. I think we have to learn to keep our freedom ourselves. And once we have that right, I don't need the First Amendment people of the state of California, the First Amendment People Association, to protect my individual First Amendment rights. You know, that's up to me to protect those.
Look at it this way. We have hundreds of associations. You have Moms for Liberty. We have the Jefferson movement. We have all kinds of associations. We need those associations.
But they're people. Why? They're not.
Why? Of course they're people. But the point is they concentrate money and funds and effort. Now, maybe those funds and that effort isn't what you individually would like to see happen or things that I individually like to see happen. But it's the only way that individual citizens can put together the political horsepower or the money to be able to overcome a tyrannical dictator like Gavin Newsom and his communist idiot buddies in the state of California. I mean, we have to band together somehow in order to concentrate funds, and that just doesn't happen organically.
I agree. No,
Gun Owners of America did not reach out to me. However, Gun Owners of America and several other gun groups, like Cal Guns, Sam Paradis' organization, they very generously used the money that they gathered from their members in order to have a couple of pretty high-priced lawyers write an amicus brief to my case. And I got to tell you, it was extremely well-written, and it added to my case. And then another group, Mountain Legal, they wrote an amicus brief of their own volition. They didn't ask if it was, I believe they did reach out to the attorney and ask if it was okay if they did it. And of course we agreed. But, they used their money to write an amicus brief that really added to the case and made the case stronger. And those things aren't free, and they're things that I could never afford.
And they helped
you. Am I getting the kind of help out of, the CRPA as a whole that I would like? No. But Shasta CRPA contributed money to the legal fund. Am I disappointed that CRPA doesn't take my side in the case? Well, of course I am. And they have their own agenda. Yes, they do. And it doesn't coincide with mine. But in some areas, our goals match.
Well, that money you got from the CRPA of Shasta County, That was basically our money. We put together there was put together by the citizens, by the good people of Shasta County, put together a fundraiser to raise money.
Who makes up CRPA Shasta County? The good people of Shasta County.
They're the good people of Shasta County. Yep. The CRPA corporately didn't do a darn thing to help us.
Well, no, that's true. However, you know, in other words, what I'm saying is the CRPA is not my enemy. They don't happen to be my friend in this case, although there has been some good that has come from it, and who knows what the future will bring. You know, what I think is, look, when I win this case, and I'm going to win if I can afford to pay the attorney, and that question is definitely up in the air right at the moment, if I win this case, we will get our Second Amendment rights back. And that's a very difficult thing to say.
How can people help you financially?
Well, send money, and I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But let me finish this thought first.
Okay.
So we'll have our Second Amendment right back. Now, what's going to happen immediately once we regain the liberty that God has given us before the state of California was even formed? The legislature, at the direction of the scum in office, will get busy and they'll say, well, yeah, you have the right to carry. The Supreme Court has spoken, and of course we must listen to that. But we're going to pass a few laws so that this is responsible. That's what they always say. You know, we need to pass some responsible, common sense gun law. And that's going to mean, well, you can't carry within 50,000 feet of an elementary school. You can't carry on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday after 5 or before 4. You can't carry, you know, if you're on your way somewhere. Right. You can't carry if you're on your way home from somewhere. So watch the legislature go into overdrive once we regain this liberty. And it is these groups like Cal Guns and California Rifle and Pistol Association, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation. You know, none of these groups have supported this case.
We're going to have to go to a hard break here.
Okay. However, you can only hope that they would support the case once we win, and then the laws start flying out of Sacramento.
Okay. So, my friend, hold on through the break. We want to get where people can help you, and I also want you to talk a little bit more about what we're closing this time off with. So, folks, we're off to our break. We'll have Mark Barrett on the other side. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
We cannot be trusted with arms for our defense. Don't try and take my guns away. You'll wish you hadn't, you'll be sorry. The worst mistake you'll ever make. Don't try and take my guns away. You think today's your lucky day. Better think it through before it's too late. Listen close to what I say. Don't try and take my guns away.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festive Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Somebody been shot.
Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gunsmoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men and beer for my horses.
Woo! Well, somehow we lost Mark Barrett on the line, and Mark, if you're out there, call us back, buddy, so we can get you on here again. Yeah, I think that when we look at all these different associations that are out there, you know, you want them to help. Sam Paredes has been one of these people that is, you know, Gun Owners of California have really been a good group in standing behind folks. I know Sam is pretty, very unselfish when it comes with his time or anything else. You know, I think what we're looking at here is, why are we even going to court for some of this stuff? Why are we even in court to, it's sort of like, you know, we're, Mark had mentioned Moms for Liberty. They're for parental rights. Well, we have parental rights. And maybe somebody's got an answer to this one. How do we just take this whole thing back? How do we just take this whole thing back? Maybe better yet, why aren't we taking this whole thing back?
Because we as a society are complacent and lazy.
You think?
We let other people do the work for us. We let other people do the hard work, you know, of researching information, to gather information, to know and understand our rights. We let other people do for us instead of doing for ourselves as a whole. There are quite a few people that are out there that are doing all of what I just mentioned, but there's not enough. And they don't have enough support.
What do you think, Mark?
Well, I think that's absolutely correct. And look, the way this works is very easy to understand. We the people formed a government in order to protect our liberty. It's the only reason for government to exist, is to secure the rights of the governed, deriving all its just power from the consent of the governed. Whenever government fails in those ends, it is our right and our responsibility to alter or abolish that government and replace it with a government more suitable to our needs. That's what's going on here in California. California is absolutely one of the worst run states in the nation. You know, I could go through the litany of why. Everybody, I think, knows why. And if you don't know, look at your receipt at the grocery store. Look at your receipt at the gas station. I was just in Medford the other day, and I paid $2.99 a gallon for gas. And Oregon's a communist state now, but they haven't attacked gasoline yet. And Gavin Newsom is taking a state that represents less than 0.1% of the population of the world, and he is going to take every dollar you have in order to save the environment. Well, look, if California disappeared tomorrow, completely, just disappeared from the face of the earth, the environment would not be impacted one iota, either for or plus or minus. And in addition to that, Gavin Newsom is fighting desperately with every dollar you have in order to reduce the world's temperature 0.1 degree centigrade over the next 50 years. Really? I mean, you look at your thermometer outside between the hours of 6 a.m. and 12 noon and watch the temperature swing. And life does not disappear from the planet as the temperature goes up 20 degrees between 6 a.m. and noon. I mean, these things are so stupid and so ridiculous that if all you have to do is open your eyes and say, there must be another agenda, what is that? That agenda is follow the money. He's enriching himself, enriching his corporate buddies, enriching the favored groups that he favors and that the legislature favors. State employee unions, state employees, state departments, state agencies. We have 575 state agencies doing absolutely nothing. No one knows how much money the state makes. No one knows where it's spent. No one knows how it's spent, except for a very few people. You talked about a forensic audit. We need a forensic audit of the state of California.
Amen.
And prisons would be overflowing with the thieves and embezzlers and liars and crooks. And you know the biggest percentage of those prisoners would probably be judges, because they steal your liberty every single day through inaction, through outspending you, through abject disregard for court precedent and for the law and for the Constitution of this state and of this nation. So here we are. If you didn't know that before, now you don't have any excuse. And the open question is, what do we, the people, do about that? We can't vote them out of office because it's a supermajority and they know how to steal an election every time, all the time, and they even do it in red communities. So we can't outvote them. We have the Article 2, Section 1 authority and right that is inalienable to alter or reform this government anytime the public good demands it.
Right.
Here is our only way out.
Right.
Break this criminal state up
right.
so that we can at least represent ourselves and pass constitutions and pass laws that do guarantee our liberty and that do protect the citizens of our state, and hopefully the citizens of the other parts of California will follow suit and do the same.
Well, a lot of people talk about the selection process, and we've had that. I mean, you know, Wally Herger, that camp, then you have the Daley camp. Wally Herger, or, well, it wasn't the Daley camp then, but it evolved into the Daley camp. Then we had Herger. He passed off to LaMalfa, and I would say that probably LaMalfa is going to pass that off to James Gallagher. Everything's already set. We always talk about, you know, the Democrats, 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 Democrats. Well, the Republican Party is a selection process also. I don't see it being anything else in this state. And even in a lot of cases.
Follow the money.
That's right, my friend. Absolutely right. You know,
if we, the people, don't get back in charge of the situation that we've allowed ourselves to fall into, because no one did this to us. We did it to ourselves.
Well, you know, we did it, but we got to undo it.
In the state of California, we did it to ourselves.
Right.
However, there were parts of the state that had no say in the fact that it was done. And those are typically the rural resource counties, because we don't have representation in the state legislature.
Well, that's true. And again, breaking up the state, you're right. I just want to bounce back to something real quick and then come back to breaking up the state. But I would like, Wynn is going to tell folks where they can help you with the Second Amendment case. And he's going to give us that information.
Yeah, if people want to donate, you can mail checks to 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, like boy, Redding, California, 96003. And on the check, in the memo portion on the bottom left, put in there 2A, or Second Amendment, either one.
They can go to www, of course. I think no one says that anymore. To keep and bear, all lowercase, no spaces, TOKEEPANDBEAR.com, and there's a donate button, and you can use your credit card on that website to donate. And I just want to add, it's just like everything else I and my wife do politically. The attorney gets 100% of the money. We don't have paid staff. We pay for our own travel. We pay for our own hotels. We pay for our own meals. The attorney gets 100% of the money. And Pecan is in charge of the money. I don't touch it. I don't see it. I don't have any access to it. I don't even know what bank it's in. The attorney sends a bill to me. I send the bill to Pecan, and Pecan pays the attorney bill. That's all the money goes to. And if you want your liberty back, you're going to have to help me. I'm going to be calendared in the Ninth Circuit. It's a favorable panel. We're going to win, probably in a unanimous decision. But I'm behind in the bills. And I cannot afford to prosecute this case on my own. My wife and I are not wealthy. I will have to drop the case inches from a win if I can't pay the attorney fees. So if you want your rights back, and this is not just for Shasta County and Siskiyou County, this is for all of California, and in fact, the people of Hawaii will get their gun rights back as well. And if they take this to the Supreme Court and we win there, which we will, everybody in the United States of America will have constitutional carry available to them once again. So, you know, help, this isn't just for me, but I can't do it by myself. If you don't help me pay, I'm going to have to drop the case, and then everybody loses.
I think that if you belong to the California Rifle and Pistol Association or the NRA, I think that we need to put pressure on them to help us with this stuff. I mean, you know, really and truly, we can talk about, I mean, you know, all of us have spent money on this case and time and effort. And Mark, you have been amazing when it comes to all the money and time you've spent on this case.
How about each member of those organizations does a match? You know, if you paid your dues to those other organizations you belong to, do the same amount to Mark's case.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of hoping that Sam Paredes might do something on a joint process there, or maybe they could find it in their heart. I mean, we're talking about a court case that can change the face of not only California but the United States. I mean, what the hell? And Mark, you're so right. It's like two or three counties that are helping you. Basically two counties, you know, that are doing this whole thing. And I'm amazed because I hear, this guy, he's a great guy in NRA, and he does this and he does that. And I think we even got some NRA members that are boards of supervisors. And I mean, hey, not NRA, but California Rifle and Pistol Association. Where are they? I mean, that's the thing. Where are they? Shasta County took the money they got on an event they did that they got back because they have to send the money down first to the mothership. The mothership takes their money out, sends it back to the local chapter. The local chapter then can spend it on what they want, and they decided that your case was the most important thing. Every county should do that. And you know, I guess I'm just pigheaded when it comes to how they're not helping us. I just can't find an excuse for them. I can't.
Well, let's look at gun owners in California in general. You know, God, we've got to have 5 or 10 million gun owners in California. If everybody sent a buck, I could take this case to the Supreme Court, start a foundation to fight other cases, and go from there, and would never have to raise another nickel. I mean, you know, in addition to that, if I win, I'm going to ask for fees to be returned. So we'll have money to fight the next thing, or that money will be donated to groups that will fight the next Second Amendment thing that comes down the pipe. And there will be one, because in the state of California, they can't help themselves. They want absolute and total control of everything you do, everything you say, every place you go, how far you go, how long you stay there, what you do while you're there, every breath you take, every step you make. California wants control over everything in your life.
I have a question.
Right down to what kind of lawnmower you
have. I know. I have a question. The thing is that, okay, so we don't want to really diss on these groups, but the problem is that the 5 and 10 million people that own guns don't know about your case. When I called the head dude for the CRPA, I called him on the phone in Sacramento and saw him in person and met with him at Cattleman's Restaurant here in Redding. He didn't know about your case. That's what he told me. Now, the guy who is regional, who handles all the regional CRPA people, all the regional chapters, he knew about it, but the main guy, the main lobbyist, didn't even know about it. And that main lobbyist, who was here in Reading at a luncheon, got an earful from everybody. That's the problem. I don't think that any gun owner wouldn't want to give you $5. They just don't know about it. And that's what my gripe is with all these organizations. Maybe they could just send out a memo. Hey, Mark Baird's case, this is what it says. They didn't even have to give you any money. But at least they have the opportunity to make it known that this case exists. But when the CRA people, the CPRA people, whatever the heck it is, when they actually have, don't, or claiming they don't have knowledge, when the regional guy did, I ain't got the words, man. I ain't got the words. They should be getting the word out.
I can tell you right now, unequivocally, I absolutely know this firsthand for a fact. They know about it. It is not a case they support. They support, CRPA supports concealed carry with state permission. That is their position in court, that the state has to issue permits to concealed carry only. They don't support open carry. None of the gun groups openly support open carry. Gun Owners of America does. Cal Guns does because of my case, but typically that's not an issue that they pursue. And these groups are pursuing issues that we need to pay attention to, like the assault weapons thing, 30-round magazine, ammo background checks. And they're doing a good job in these cases, and their attorneys are excellent. I mean, they write papers that we've used, and they, in turn, have quoted my case several times in their own cases. So, you know, we're at cross purposes on open carry, but these groups do have a place, they do have a function, they're doing their best in the cases that they want to pursue. However, this, to me, represents more than just can I carry a weapon. This represents a fundamental liberty found in the Bill of Rights, and it is the only article in the Bill of Rights for which you're supposed to ask permission of the government that stripped you of that right to begin with in order to pursue the right and to have some limited access to that right. What the heck?
It's
the only thing in the Bill of Rights that you have to ask permission to do.
Right.
That's not what the founders intended. I aim to prove it, and if people see the wisdom in what I'm doing, please help me, or else this case will fail.
Well, the people that hear this program, for the most part, have helped, and in a lot of cases. Everybody is I still contend that these groups can do a lot more. They send out newsletters. Why not put this case in the newsletter? Doesn't cost them a thing. And, yeah, I know they helped with attorneys and that stuff, but when I had that lobbyist tell me he didn't even know about the case, and that's a fact. He said it in front of a lot of witnesses, okay?
Well, he knew about it. Well,
he just didn't want to admit it. Well, where does that tell you they stand? I'm just saying. You know, we're getting to a point now where, you know, what's real is real. And, you know, there is a line that's being drawn between whether you want your liberty or not. And at what point do we, I mean, you know, the Pharaoh is an excellent example. I mean, the Jews were known as basically members of society, and basically it was servitude, and then it turned into slavery. And that's exactly what's happening in California.
Well, I've got a challenge.
Oh, you're absolutely right about that.
I've got a challenge for everybody listening. We all have email lists, email accounts, and we email people all the time. Why not, I'm putting the challenge out to everybody listening, email everybody on your list asking them to support Mark's case. It can be a $5 bill. It can be as much as they want to donate. And then what they can do is they can mail the check to 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B as in boy, Redding, California, 96003. And we can help fund this so Mark isn't paying for it. Like he said, why should he have to pay for this whole thing when we will all benefit from these rights that will be returned back to us, and we will be able to do what we need to do as sovereign citizens of the great state of California, right? Yes, I don't like the government. I don't like the people running it, but the state is okay. So what we need to do is we need to have funding for this case. So if I put the challenge out to everybody who's got an email account, email everybody on your list. Or just pick and choose those who you think would be willing to do it. And how could this hurt? It couldn't hurt at all. It actually would help. So, again, send the money via check and put the website address on there as well. And that is tokeepandbear.com. tokeepandbear.com. And they can go to that website there, and then they can donate through that website. So put the email out there to everybody you know. If we do that, you can spread it like wildfire, and nothing lost, right? You put it out there, and hopefully people will do it. And then challenge the recipients to do the same.
That's a great idea,
Wynn. Thank you. I think it's a great idea. I'll do that myself.
Yeah, great idea.
We can win this. And just give people a very, very short and quick update. the case, the three-judge panel that gave us a unanimous decision and ordered Judge Mueller to change her decision about the preliminary injunction and therefore the case itself, and she ignored their order. Well, they retained jurisdiction of the case. So now on appeal, it will go back to the same three-judge panel that gave us a unanimous decision before, and it was a pretty scathing order for Judge Mueller to stop being a Democratic hack and to do her job and support the Constitution, even though she doesn't like the Constitution she's sworn to support. So that three-judge panel has the case. As soon as it's calendared, I'll let everybody know we are going to win this. Now, what happens after we win, we don't know yet. We'll plan for that when we get to it. But the point is, we can regain our Second Amendment liberty if you help. It can happen. It will happen if you help. And I think that's an important signal to send the state of California, because this will benefit all Californians. And if we can win this one, we can win more of it. Maybe we can win it all.
And if you're an NRA member, or you're a CRPA member, or you're a Gun Owners of California member, or a Gun Owners of America member, you call your local person, you go ahead and email them, and tell them at least to get the word out that this case exists. You know, Mark, again, you've done so much for all of us. There is a lot of gratitude. I know that you're a humble guy. You're not going to want, you don't like me talking like this. I know that. But the thing is that we've got to help Mark. What Mark is doing, we're helping him help us all. Go ahead. You got about 2 minutes, buddy. Go ahead.
Well, I don't want any credit. I just want to win. And I think it's important to secure our liberty. We have one job as a citizen, just one. One job in the Constitution, and that is to secure to ourselves and our posterity our liberty. If we fail in that one instruction, that one single thing, then we've failed our children, our grandchildren, and future generations. We must preserve liberty, because liberty lost is almost never regained. I'm hoping to buck the system here and regain the liberty that we allowed the state of California to take from us. I can't do it without your help, but please, everyone, don't think of this as a gun case. Think of it as liberty that you have, that you were born with, and some government agent has stolen that from you, and you want it back.
Yeah.
And thank you all for helping, and thank you for your generosity, and the people of Siskiyou, Shasta, Tehama counties, thank you so much for your support. Let's win this one. Let's get some liberty back and show the people in California that they do not own us.
Amen to that, my friend.
Amen.
This coming Thursday, we'll be having a podcast on Mountaintop Media, this coming Thursday. It should be out on Rumble, Facebook, et cetera, by Monday of next week. Mark Baird will be coming in. We'll be talking about this stuff. But really, it's time. Men, stand up. Men, stand up. Stand up for this. Stand up for these rights. These are God-given rights. They're not granted by the government. There is no time to be afraid any longer. You know, we've just gotten to the point now where, as Mark said, and he's absolutely right, we need to break up this state. We need to break it up. We need to put ourselves in a position to where we are the rightful government, we the people, not the bureaucrats. So with that, Mark, thank you so much for everything. I'll see you Thursday, brother. And, you know, Wim, I think it's about time here, don't you?
I do.
Do you? What time do you think it is?
It's time for 51.
You think?
I think so.
You think so? Maybe 52?
53, 54.
Oh, and then 54, there ain't no more?
Well, that could be. We'll see.
Okay, so time has come for 51.
Amen.
Whoop-de-doo, here's 52. Freedom ain't free, that's why we have 53.
There we go.
And 54, there ain't no more. Hasta luego.
Sayonara.
Hey, CJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? It's not our bill. Had no say. You don't serve us, you serve LA. The time has come for 51. in a Jefferson state of mind. You don't know us, you have no clue, and still you're telling us what to do. We don't know you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.